7.
Call in line 855-450-3733. That is Mark with you.
And Johnson.
You can give us a call about whatever you want to talk about here on the live. Well, I'm used to saying Sunday night edition when I'm in behind the mic, but today's Thursday, so, you know, check your calendars just in case you're confused. Our normal first host, first chair host, Ian, is, I guess, on his way back from Concord, testifying on some bill in front of the Congress critters that are, you know, trying to protect your liberties up there in Concord, or whatever state capital you've got. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE, and we will talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. We've got some show prep tonight. One of the things I've got here is 10 ways a libertarian society would be different. But let's go straight to the calls. This will be my first time taking a Skype call, Johnson, so we'll see how this goes.
This will be interesting.
Yeah. Sarasta, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there.
Oh, it worked. Thank goodness.
I'm calling kind of in response to something Ian brought up a couple of days ago. I think about 2 days ago. He went to that school board meeting.
Yes.
So I thought, and I'm a former school board member here in California, and I thought I'd talk about boring school board meetings and how to make them more exciting.
I would love to hear how to make these, and it can't be just school board meetings. Every one of these little town meetings I've ever gone to is boring as heck, but they're always, there's always some plan afoot to, rob Peter and pay themselves.
I think there's got to be a caveat there, because I can think of a number of ways to make these meetings more interesting. The trick is not get kicked out.
I'm not thinking to be so proactive on making it exciting. But what happened for me is something happened in our local town that caught me by surprise that a local school board did. We have two school boards, one for the elementary K-8 and one for the high school.
Okay.
But my daughter was in the elementary school, and the school board initiated a big change in the dress code and made it a uniform. Mm-hmm. I think I brought that up before. But the way they did it was they mentioned something about a change to us parents on the day before school was out. And they made it sound like it was just discussion. And then 2 weeks later, the school board passed it, which means they passed it in summer when no one would notice the agenda that was posted. None of the parents, nobody would know.
Yeah.
It was kind of sneaky. And when that happened, that's when I kind of woke up.
Sorry, what was the change that they passed?
Well, they passed a uniform. They wanted to start having the kids wear a uniform. And the way I found out that they did this is because I got a letter at the end of June saying, hey, here's a shopping list for you to go buy clothes, where you can buy clothes for your kids. And anyway, I put up a big fight, me and another lady. That's not why I called, but that's what got me to say, hey, I need to be aware of at least receiving all the agendas for all the public meetings in our town. I don't want to be surprised again. And to also kind of at least know what they're talking about. What that did, I got city council, I got both school board agendas, started getting them all the time because by law you can request them here and they have to send them to you. And I started going to all the meetings. And then I started a newspaper shortly after that. But by going to all the meetings, they do tend to be boring. Even looking at the agenda, you can go, well, nothing on there concerns me or I don't care about that. But it's the little things that are said that aren't on the agenda. And it, to me, it started to become a soap opera. So it was kind of fun to go because you start seeing all the pieces. You start seeing why they're talking about that today because 2 months ago something else was brought up. You start to see the players as kind of actors and actresses, and they each have their little agendas, and you see how they're trying to sneak their stuff in.
It's like the King's Court, you know. There's always intrigue afoot.
Exactly. So it became, it just became interesting. And then you started seeing how things didn't make sense. You started seeing how some things that they did, they didn't even understand that they were voting on things.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even understand. And, of course, eventually that led to me running for the school board, at the high school level.
And you won?
I won the first time.
Now, yeah. And I'm just wondering how you managed to pull that off. I mean, you know, the most people are probably not paying attention to who's running for school board. It's a nonpartisan race. You know, so you've got the average 90% of the people that are going to be casting a vote have no idea for whom they're casting a vote. Now, this is just me coming up with numbers off the top of my head. And
right. In my particular election, people were very unhappy with the high school. So that gets people's ears perked up.
Okay.
When they start to be unhappy, they start paying attention. They were unhappy with the high school, the administrator we had, and the school board. 8 people ran for 3 positions on that election. And I was one of the 3 winners. No incumbent won. One incumbent ran. He lost. He'd been on the board for over 20 years. And he lost. And some people were surprised, but he lost because he'd been on for so long. And people were saying, we have to get some changes. So yeah. All the 3 people who won were new. So 3 of the 5 school board members are now new.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our first jobs, we didn't have to decide it. It had kind of already been decided, was finding a new superintendent. And so that's one reason I ran. I wanted to help find the person who would be the administrator because things were so unprofessional and ridiculous. And we did. I think we found somebody who's professional. Who doesn't, and when I say that, I have a new interest in that word based on this individual. But to me, being a professional used to mean you're cold. Kind of, you're professional.
So what's it mean to you now?
You don't come to the job with an agenda except for excellence. And he doesn't bring, you know, making himself look good. He wants to look good by doing a good job, not look good by putting people down or playing games with the teachers or the staff or anybody. To me, that's what it means now. It's
now,
being a person who's trying to get your job done, not manipulating people in a ridiculous way.
Now, how'd you make the school board meetings more exciting?
Okay. Well, I didn't make them more exciting, but I'm saying as the person who shows up, the person in the audience who's sitting there watching in a way other people make decisions and discuss things. If you pay attention, one, you can bring comments, and at least the way ours are set up. I don't know how they are in New Hampshire. But as you watch and pay attention, you see the storyline. There's a storyline created, I think. And yes, you have to sit through a lot of tedious stuff, but you can also be there to hold those people accountable with your questions.
Did that work? I mean, just out of curiosity, before you got elected to school board, the amount of time that you went to these school board meetings, were you actually able to hold these people accountable, or you know?
I think I did a good job because they hated me. The school board people just like, oh, here she is again. She's going to make some comment. She's going to follow up. I found out about a teacher at the high school who didn't have proper credentials, who had lied about his credentials. I found it out as the member of the community. And I found out the principal superintendent knew about it, but he never told the school board. But he was going to have that person start the new school year even. So I went to the school board and basically informed them what their superintendent knew, but wasn't telling them. They were outraged. They were upset. That was the end. That started to be the end of that superintendent. And that's when I ran, was shortly after that. But I would bring stuff. I would bring stuff. I'd make them follow their rules. I'd make them. They had special training.
Zaresta, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Or you can give us a Skype at lrn.fm. You have to, of course, do a friend request first if you're not one of our little friends or followers or whatever the heck they're called on Skype. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You just finished watching all 90 minutes of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree free online at victimlesscrimespree.com, and you're still hungry for more peaceful resistance? Head to order.victimlesscrimespree.com to pre-order Victimless Crime Spree, the director's cut, on DVD. The DVD not only features the exciting full-length Disobedient documentary which started it all, but it's also loaded with special features and bonus content, such as movie trailers, printable activist outreach materials, official Chronic Carol song sheets, two insightful audio commentary tracks, a special question and answer session from the real-life premiere with producers Ian Freeman and Bo Davis, and hours of full-length activist videos. Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree Director's Cut debuts February 19th. Reserve yours today at the special pre-order price of just $8.99. Order.victimlesscrimespree.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live's got archives, lots of archives, archives going back many, many years, and they're all free at archives.freetalklive.com. You can get them there for free. You don't have to pay us. I know the rest of the radio talk shows want you to do that. Free Talk Live doesn't do it. It's archives.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
So, Johnson, there's an article out of FFF.org. That's the Future of Freedom Foundation. Jacob Hornberger is the founder and president of FFF. And he spends a lot of his time writing really kind of good libertarian essays. And this one's nice and short.
Did Jacob Hornberger write this one?
This one has his name at the top.
Okay.
And for those that may know a little bit more about Jacob Hornberger, his nickname's Bumper. I have no idea why. So, the 10 ways a libertarian society would be different. Now, I tend to agree with most things he says, and I'm just kind of interested. Will I agree with the minutiae here? Number one, no more welfare state programs. A libertarian society would be one in which there's a total separation of charity and the state, similar to the separation of church and state. No one would be forced by any law or governmental program to share his money with others or to donate money to anyone. The decision on whether to help out others would be entirely voluntary.
That means it would be a dystopia. That means nobody would be giving to anybody. All the poor would be dying in the streets, Mark.
That's right. The most generous society the world has ever known, and somehow or another we would not be helping each other. What I tend to think on this one is, a half step to getting there would be giving people tax credits for the charitable contributions they make. I don't mean write-offs. I mean tax credits. I mean, what do I, if I'm paying 35% or whatever, what do I care about a write-off? A write-off just means that I'm writing it off. I don't make it, if I'm making $30,000 a year, I donate $1,000 a year, I'm only making, as far as the government's concerned, $29,000. And then they tax me at 25% or whatever on that $29,000. I don't think the people at $29,000 are actually paying any federal income tax at all. But that's beside the point. Right. I'm just trying to come up with some numbers here.
Let's add 100 before that.
Right. the idea that actually, it doesn't do anything. Because it really won't. It shouldn't enter into the calculations in people's minds because it financially doesn't make any sense. If I'm making $300,000 a year, so you bump up the numbers for you, and I'm going to donate $10,000 to charity, well, if I would have kept that $10,000, I would have been able to spend 75 cents on every dollar because the government would have taken, whatever percentage.
Right.
So say it was 25%. The government would have taken that percentage from me, so I would have kept the other percent.
It matters is when you cross a bracket.
It's true.
I think it's like, I don't know exactly what the tax brackets are, but like say you're, making $90,000 and you say you've somehow... You're one of the most charitable people on the planet, and you're donating $30,000 a year, and you drop from making $90,000 to $30,000, then you would be in a lower tax bracket and pay significantly less.
Yeah, I can see how it would work in the bracket system, but, let's do something that actually incentivizes. Plus, the government has no competition in that way. If it was a one-for-one exchange, then you would see the government having to compete against charities to do the work it is that they're doing. There are a lot of charities out there that are a lot better at feeding moms with kids.
I think all taxes should be able to be written off as charitable donations.
What, you mean all charitable donations should be written
no,
off?
No, I mean all taxes should be able to be written off as charitable donations.
It's a terrible charity. I mean,
it really is.
It's the worst one in the world. I mean, it's a charity that runs through force, and it doesn't have to be very good. Most charities are, they got about 30 cents on every dollar as overhead. The government's got like 70 cents on every dollar as overhead. That's how messed up they are. Go on with the article here. The decision on whether to help out others would be entirely voluntary, so no more Social Security. Now, by the way, Social Security, that comes through your income tax form. So whether you're working for somebody else or working for yourself, you've got to pay Social Security. So the government will actually throw you in jail if you refuse to pay their Social Security.
Actually, that's not necessarily true if you're working for yourself. You have to, if somebody is employing, if you're an employer, you have to pay, you know, to pay those matching funds.
Mm-hmm.
But I have personally, when I was in Florida, and I'm surprised you didn't see this as well when you were in Florida, but there was a guy, I believe, by the name of John. And I don't even know. I don't want to give his full name. I believe it's John S. But that he got a letter from the Social Security Administration
saying he didn't have to pay.
Yes.
I saw it.
Yep.
But I don't know how to not pay. I work for myself. Tell me how I go about not paying Social Security small business tax.
Wait, is small business tax that's
basically FICA for self-employed people.
I don't. That doesn't sound
accurate
to me.
I've talked to accountants. I don't know how to get out of it. I don't know how to make it happen. Yes, I saw the same paper.
I mean, there were many, many years when I didn't pay Social Security. They were like, when I was working freelance, I already
didn't file a return.
I did file a return.
Okay.
Well, there were a couple of years I didn't file a return, but there were, because I didn't make enough money to warrant filing a return, but there were several years where I did make enough. I did file a return. I got the self-employment tax, which I think was like $60 or something like that for just for being self-employed, and
that's self-employment tax is Social Security.
No, there was
yes, it is.
It was separate. There was separate. They were asking for a separate amount for Social Security, which was much higher.
I have to say I disagree with your memory.
Okay,
that's the best I got. So anyway, he says no more Social Security, Medicare. Medicare is a program, by the way, that people that are using it now have paid in a quarter for every dollar they're using. Tell me how that can work.
Okay.
Tell me how you can have a program where you pay in a quarter and you get out a dollar. It's not the lotto, people. It is the lotto. And you know who the losers are? Your children.
Yeah.
Your grandchildren. Medicaid, subsidies, foreign aid, small business loans, food stamps, public housing, education grants, FDIC, or any other program which the government forcibly takes money from people and gives it to others. Now, this can sound really brutal to a lot of people. It can sound like, you know, my goodness, the poor people, they need to have, you know, ways to, there needs to be a social safety net. They need to be caught up. So many people have used this and they've, you know, aspired to more. And that's true. And I would not deny that that's true. Absolutely. Some people have used the social safety net as a springboard to a better life. And some people have used it as a hammock. And I think that it's a real problem when you use it as a hammock. And the one thing that we can be certain of is that charities are going to be more efficient in the doling out of these funds. Because if they're not, and people check on them, of course people will check on where they're sending their money, then they'll go out of business. So this is how you have competition and efficiency. This is how you get innovation. You have to have competition to get innovation. Number two. No more income taxation and Internal Revenue Service. Everyone be free to keep everything he earns or inherits and would decide for himself what to do with it.
Or she.
Yep, or she. And it's always interesting to me to look at these ideas that people have for better taxation than the income tax. And, you know, I think there are probably better and worse taxes out there, there's no doubt. And, you know, you think of the amount of time and energy lost in just tax preparation. There's a whole industry called accounting, you know, basically that's most of accounting is tax preparation, just income tax forms. It's crazy. 855 453. Your ideas on a libertarian society, we welcome them. Fears, concerns, joy, elation, 855 453.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453, the SACL toll-free call-in line. You know, it's Valentine's Day, and if you've got some kind of exciting Valentine's Day story, I don't know, maybe a breakup or, you know, something fun and interesting that happened, you give us a call at 855-453. We're reading the 10 ways that a libertarian society would be different, and you know, we've all picked up, and Johnson, you and I, and many of our friends and compatriots have picked up and moved our lives for the Free State Project. To some extent, this is a that's a goal. The goal is to create a more libertarian society. Their tagline is "Liberty in our lifetimes," and it seems as though we're attempting to do it kind of one step at a time, as opposed to a whole hog libertarian society all at once. And I feel like people have to kind of be, you know, put their toes in the water, you know, slowly getting in, jumping in. Not so great. But that's just my opinion.
Are you saying it's like the frog in the pot?
That's right. You've got to slowly boil the status frogs. 855-453. But if you want to find out more about the Free State Project, the very best thing you can do, because picking up and moving your family and your life is a hugely important decision. You wouldn't want to just do that without kind of testing the water. You need to go to the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But the Liberty Forum's coming up, and it's like 1 week from today it starts.
Mm-hmm.
In Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel. I believe you. I know you can still get tickets, and I'm sure that there are hotel rooms available somewhere in the immediate vicinity. But you'll have to do a little hunting for them. I don't know if there's any available right now at the hotel. I believe they're all sold out. But I do know that there are going to be people showing up, and they'll be bunking up in hotel rooms, and people will be, have plenty of extra space. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get your tickets. It's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's a lot of fun, lots of great speeches, that kind of thing. People hanging out. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. How are you? Hi, Johnson.
Hello.
All right. I wanted to touch on what you were talking about a little bit, and then I wanted to ask you a question.
Sure.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more about what you were talking about, the Social Security thing there. You know, there's a lot of people that are out there that, you know, that take advantage of that. And
how do they take advantage of it?
Well, in one respect, there's nothing wrong with them. You know?
Oh, you mean Social Security, like the SSI, the disabilities?
Like the SSI or Social Security disability. Like, yeah. See, I'm on Social Security disability because I'm ill. I've got diabetic neuropathy. I'm going to end up losing my legs at some point.
Sorry to hear that.
As I go on my life and journey. But there's other people that are out there that, you know, I know they can go to work. You know, and there's nothing wrong with them. And, you know, this is a way for them to, you know, get drinking money, drugs and stuff like that, and to stay on the free ride, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hurts a lot of us out there that really need it, you know.
Yeah, and this is it's never my intention to say that people don't need help. There are people that need help. Now, my concern is always, you know, what's that threshold for help? I'd love some help, too, but, you know, it wouldn't be a good thing for society if I was sitting around not working, because I'm able-bodied, and I should be at work. And the question is if these programs that tend to have low levels of accountability, do they encourage and incentivize people to that could otherwise work, not work? And I think that there needs to be, you know, more accountability, and I think that the charities would be far more accountable than the government in handing out Social Security and that kind of thing.
I think it should be based on more of on a physical, you know, disability more than a mental health disability. I mean, let's face it. You know, anybody can go and say, well, yeah, I hear voices, or they said to do, you know, to do bad things, or whatever, you know.
Yeah, this is a really tough one because there's no doubt that there are mental illnesses out there that are debilitating. I wonder how these debilitating mental illnesses show themselves in third world countries where, you know, there aren't the facilities to take care of people. You know, exactly how do they take care of them in those circumstances? But I wouldn't say a broken leg's just more visible than a broken mind. The question is, you know, how does one check and how does one show?
Depends on how broken the mind is, I think.
Well, I mean, along with that, too, is also, you know, a lot of people that are on prescription medication, mm-hmm. There's this big hoopla, you know, with gun rights and stuff like that. They want to, you know, take away the Second Amendment because of, you know, the poor decision that somebody made down in Connecticut, you know.
Yeah.
I think if people took a look at it, and looked at you know, the drugs and stuff like that that are being prescribed to them, like Zoloft, Zantac, all of that. They have reactions. Certain people have certain reactions, you know, to certain types of medications, you know.
But, yeah, well, it's difficult to know. I mean, you know, to some extent we're dealing in the – it's difficult to know what do these drugs cause these problems, because you can see that a lot of these people are on these drugs. Or is it just that crazy people take crazy people drugs?
Exactly. I mean,
it's hard to know.
I take a lot of different types of medication because of my disease and stuff like that. But, I mean, I certainly don't, you know, behave in that manner. But anyways, I don't want to take up all your time. I know I'm double dipping because I've been on the air twice this week. But I wanted to leave you, Mark, on Facebook here. There's a little video on here. It says 30 little known facts about America. I think you'll find that fascinating there.
Oh,
it
cool.
Has to do a little bit with the Social Security Administration.
And that's on the face. Thanks, Robert. Is that on the Facebook page, the Free Talk Live Facebook page? Thanks.
Yeah.
Oops, I thought I was done. So that's, you can go there through facebook.freetalklive.com if that's how you want to get there to our page. Please go and like our page. Participate on our page. We try to be as participatory as we can there on the page. We often do hoots, which are Twitter posts and Facebook posts at the same time, right during the program, in order to be interactive during the program. And that's Facebook. And if you're a Twitter follower, by the way, it's twitter.freetalklive.com. Either one doesn't make any difference to me. Whatever makes you happy. So, number three, 10 ways that a libertarian society would be different, by Jacob Hornberger. No more drug war. All drugs would be legalized. Everyone would be free to ingest anything he wants. He's using the he in this one. I hope that doesn't bother you.
Or she.
She. You just pop in with that, okay? No matter how harmful, dangerous, or destructive. Of course, he.
Or she.
Would bear the responsibility for the consequences of his.
For her.
Decisions. And, this is what it comes down to, and I think this is a fundamental tenet of libertarianism.
What do you mean all drugs are going to be legal, Mark? Everybody's going to run out and start drinking Drano.
Wait,
what? Drano's legal now.
They could drink Drano today.
They're going to start eating chalk. What?
That probably wouldn't hurt them that badly.
Yeah.
But
I just want to get messed up, so I'm going to start drinking cough syrup. Oh, wait, people do that now, and it is legal.
You know, and I think the people are mostly concerned about things like crank.
Yeah, people will do whatever they want to do to get messed up with. Just because some things are illegal doesn't really change much.
Indeed. Let's go unscreened here to the LRN line. LRN, you're on LRN.fm on Free Talk Live.
Is this Skype?
It is. This is the.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You said LRN.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't actually work for Skype, just to be clear.
Okay. I got you. I just wanted to make sure which LRN line you were talking about.
Yeah, I know who this is. This is Paul.
Yes. I've just uploaded another video from last year's Liberty Forum. It's the Jack Spirko talk.
So, where does one go to see the? So this, Paul, you often do videos for liberty-oriented events, and you put a lot of time into editing your videos. So
yeah, way more time than it probably should take, but
they're nice when they're done.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark.
Where does one go to see these, Paul?
Well, I have uploaded them to Ian's Freekeen website because I had access to get unlimited links, so I don't have to cut them into little 15-minute pieces.
Can you make posts of them on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com?
I could do that.
Thank you, sir. Do you have anything more you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Hold the line. 855 453.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Ha! Different host.
We're just changing it up on you.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Apparently, we're in the middle of this story from the Future of Freedom Foundation. I was able to listen to some of the show on the way back in from Concord. I can tell you more about what happened there here in a moment, but I know that we're in...
Yeah, you're just slacking.
No, that was a five-hour-long hearing. It was brutal.
They are brutal. They are just brutal.
855-450-FREE. Join us online over at freetalklive.com.
So did you do anything to make that hearing more interesting?
I did. I did, actually. I actually got shut down from speaking in the middle of making it more interesting. I'm the only person who they banged the gavel on today.
See, that's the trick. That's what I'm telling you. There's got to be a trick to it. You can't just do whatever you want.
So we'll get back into that. Here in a moment. I know you guys have Paul on the line, 855-453. You got, I guess we'll go right back to...
I want to do a quick tell people how to get some gold and silver.
Okay, fine idea.
It's a great idea right now to be investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation because the Federal Reserve is making lots of money, barter currency in case things go south. A lot of experts say that it's poised to move upward. Whatever reason you want to get gold and silver, it's a good idea to have a certain amount in your portfolio. Go to gold.freetalklive.com to not only get great rates, because it's important to get great rates. You got to buy low so you can sell high. But you'll be helping Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go back to Paul. He is listening in California. Hey, or actually, you moved somewhere, didn't you? Arizona,
I'm
Paul?
Living in Arizona now.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's right. You
I'm
said last time you're one step closer to New
state.
Hampshire. Right. So what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to pimp your website, freekeen.com, the YouTube channel. I just posted another video from last year's New Hampshire Liberty Forum with Jack Spurko.
Oh, okay.
And so that makes a total of 7 videos from last year's convention are now visible on Freekeen, the Freekeen YouTube channel.
Splendid.
And I'll look like too. I'll be seeing you in about a week.
That sounds good. You can go to youtube.com/freekeen to access that particular channel. And go ahead.
And I also want to. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, go ahead.
Interrupt you. I wanted to make a special thank you to Chris Lawless, who, of course, is the hardworking chairperson of putting this this whole thing together.
The Liberty Forum, that is. Yeah, the guy
the
is
the Liberty Forum.
Yeah, hardworking is definitely it's almost an understatement. I mean, he is
phenomenal.
He's dedicated to what he does there, and he does a great job. And so I'm grateful that he stayed on board for as many years, because a lot of times with these big events. And, of course, the Liberty Forum starts in 7 days. I mean, we're a week away from it. A lot of times with these big events, you take it once, and then you want to pass it on to somebody else just because it's so stressful. It's such a hassle. And, you know, I don't know. I don't think he's getting paid. Or if he is getting paid, it can't be that much. So
he's like the Paul Bunyan of freedom.
Hey, Paul, thanks for sharing that tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, I just wanted to let all your listeners know that the Liberty Forum is really awesome. And I think they'll really tremendously benefit from hanging around hundreds of Liberty, like-minded Liberty people.
You
all
can't
in one
go
place.
Wrong with it. It is a great event. And, Paul, look forward to seeing you there next week. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Liberty Forum kicking off on Thursday, the 21st. And, Mark, I guess you and I were going back to the State House, or you're going to the State House. I don't know if you have you been yet this year for anything?
I don't think this year.
I've been up several times at this
point.
You
are a Liberty activist dynamo. There's no doubt about it.
And I know. It's frustrating to you sometimes, Mark, because I really didn't get much business done today. I was literally sitting in a hearing for 5 hours.
And it does make me wonder, and I think that this is a conversation that activists should have with themselves about the efficiency of particular types of activism, is, I mean, you know, would it have been better for you to sit here in the studio and make telephone calls to program directors of radio stations to potentially bring on a new radio station in that amount of the time, rather than talking to a bunch of officious bureaucrats who've already made up their minds?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they've made up their minds, and I don't know.
Wouldn't you say that 75? It's a safe bet that 75% of them have made up their minds.
I couldn't tell you. I generally think that's the case when it comes to bureaucrats, but or rather elected
politicians,
officials.
Yeah.
In this case, but I don't know. I mean, I felt like it wasn't a waste of time to go there. There were a lot of really good people that that spoke.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, they trotted out the usual suspects to speak against. We're talking about cannabis decriminalization, by the way. Those were the issues on the table today at the State House, or at least in the committee that I had attended.
Right. Chiefs of police, people that will say that, you know, you don't like these cannabis laws, go up there and change them.
And then
will
they come out, argue
come out and testify against you, wearing their uniforms.
Right. And getting paid.
And getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
So the chiefs of police sent their guys out. The Department of Safety, as they're called, which is the state police, mm-hmm. they sent their guy out. There was some other chief of. There were several. There were like three chiefs of police.
Could any one of these people point to any instance that has existed anywhere in the United States with decriminalization of marijuana or around the world of any of the problems of decriminalizing marijuana?
Oh, they had all kinds of things they were talking about. I mean, they claimed that, they claimed that there's all kinds of traffic accidents that are a result of, or that marijuana's involved in.
Involved. I love how they use that term.
Yep. And,
if a drunk driver hits a guy who's been smoking pot, then that's a marijuana, involved traffic accident.
They claim that barely anybody's in jail for marijuana and that, you know, people don't go to jail for that kind of thing. And, then there's, of course, the children. They trotted the children out. There was a couple of high school students that came out to speak against decriminalization.
You know, I read a story earlier today about a firearms manufacturer that decided to stop catering to anyone who is associated with the New York police forces or even the Fraternal Order of Police.
Wow.
And the reason why I mention this is because I think it would be really interesting. I wish that all food establishments in New Hampshire could just stop associating with these people that show up against marijuana prohibition.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Any businesses that are kind of, you know, that associate or, you know, have anything to do with marijuana, which we know the restaurant.
Oh, the restaurant trade is complete with them.
So it'd be great if just restaurants would be like, no, you can't eat here.
What was this firearms manufacturer that refuses to do business with?
I believe it was, I don't remember the exact name of the business, but it was Olympic Firearms.
firearms.
Okay, that's huge. In New York, for them to say, yeah, they do business with the cops.
Yep, not doing business.
Because normally that's some really good, you know, contract work.
Yeah, and they released some like a statement about it that was very, very like, we will not have anything to do with you. We will not, you know, like anyone who has any association gives money to the Fraternal Order of Police. Period. It was like a very clear cut. You know, we want nothing to do with you.
You know, speaking of firearms at these cannabis hearings, there was somebody who spoke that wasn't the usual suspects. Because normally it's the chiefs of the police, the state police, and they, you know, they'll usually trot out some kids. Almost every time they trot out some kids. So they did all that, as you would expect. Oh, and the attorney general's office they came out to. But there was actually like a federal firearms licensee, somebody who's a gun dealer. He came out and made this statement about how this was a backdoor to gun confiscation, and that when somebody goes to buy a gun and they have to fill out whatever form it is I don't know, I've always bought a gun from an individual, so I've never filled out any forms. But apparently when you buy a gun through a legal dealer, they make you fill out some federal paperwork, and one of the questions is about drug use, and he's worried that people are going to say that they've used drugs on this form if marijuana were legalized, that they would answer honestly because they would think, well, it's legal, so it doesn't matter what I say on this. And then apparently they could somehow come after him. I'm not sure. I didn't make the connections to how that
out of his mind.
I think that's interesting. But I mean, do people answer that way with alcohol and caffeine?
Coffee in the past week. I can't buy any firearms because I've been drinking.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
caffeine.
These are all drugs. If by his definition of drugs, I mean, most of these things are naturally occurring. I mean, tobacco has been enhanced sort of genetically over time and that kind of thing. But
then at the end of his statement, he made some kind of statement about how he opposes tyranny. So the whole time he was supporting the drug war, he then made a statement about opposing tyranny. So it was very confusing. But otherwise, it was very good. I mean, the majority of people there were speaking out in favor of decriminalization and legalization. There were three different bills that were being looked at today. One of them was a decrim bill, and two, I believe, were legalization bills. And it was great. Like, lots of Free State Project participants came out, made very persuasive points, and then I got shot down with my attempt to bring a little bit of satire to the occasion. I had gone back in 2008, apparently, and spoken as a representative of New Hampshire organized crime, kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing to say, hey, you're taking money out of gangsters' pockets, and, you know, pointing out that prohibition enriches the criminal underworld. And this was, you know, the purpose of what I was saying and the direction. But this time I did something different. I didn't use my name. I used Al Capone as the name.
Uh-huh.
And that got them to take me out of the lineup at all. So I had to wait through everybody speaking on the first bill. And I stood up. I said, I put a card in and you didn't call me. And, oh, what's your name? Al. What's your last name? Capone. And they didn't want to let me speak. But I did get up there and speak for a little while until she slammed the hammer on me. And she did not have a good sense of humor at all. I ended up apologizing later and speaking as myself. And I think that went pretty well. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses could be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Quantum vibe, year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost
cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.